funny you should mention it. We take the news and make fun of it. If you like to riff, join along. And now I'll stop singing this silly song. It's funny you should mention it.
Welcome to Funny You Should Mention It. I'm Gil Reif.
And I'm Lowell Benjamin.
So Lowell, what's the headline today?
Today we have an exciting headline. It is Al Pacino, a dad again at 83. Al Pacino, wow. A dad again at 83.
Hoo-wah, 83.
Hoo-wah, yeah. That's probably what impressive. He said when he heard the news.
I assume he's got other kids?
Yes, this is his fourth kid. And as you can guess, the other kids are a lot older.
So what are we talking for the other kids, like 30s? 40s, 50s, 60s.
One kid born in 1989, and then he has twins born in 2001.
Man, I mean, that's amazing. Who's he having the child with?
It's his girlfriend, so Noor Al-Fallah. She is 29, and he's having a child with her.
Is there 100% confidence it's his? Do you think they do testing?
I think he would probably want that tested, no?
Because you'd be so proud, you know, at that age, you want it to be true. You don't have to really raise the child. You don't... It's kind of like a great celebration. I don't think you check at this age.
You think it's kind of like a mic drop of sorts?
Yeah.
It's like
a pants
out.
Drop and yeah. Then a mic drop.
Well, I would think, though, his other kids probably would want him to test that, right? Just for the inheritance purposes?
It affects the pie, the distribution of all that money. So how many kids are in his brood?
Four total with the new kid.
But the odds are high. It's his. I've heard he's just got this incredible animal magnetism. Women love this
guy. I saw him recently. I was at an event and he was actually very nice because people were going up to him, asking him for photos. He did have like an energy to him. So I see what you're saying about his magnetism.
So you were attracted to him.
I tried to get his number.
Did I hear correctly that De Niro also had another child?
It's a crazy timing, right? So De Niro had one and he's 79.
Is it a competitive between the two of them?
I think so. I always thought of them as friends, but maybe there's an intense rivalry there as well. So De Niro is probably like, I'm not that old. I'm in my 70s.
I'm so curious, how old is the oldest known man to impregnate somebody? I Googled it just now. It said there was a 92-year-old in Australia. We met someone on it through a dating agency.
Well, I like the fact that a dating agency was like, we've got a perfect guy for you. We know you're 22. He's 92. You have so much in common.
How do you think the general public feels about men this age being dads?
On one level, it's cool, right? Because if they're still in love with somebody who can have a kid. But on another level, it's kind of mind-boggling that a 29-year-old wants to date an 83-year-old. And you assume, I don't know the statistics, you know, he's rich and famous. I assume not too many 29-year-olds are dating not rich and famous 83-year-old men.
I would like the stats on that. I would have a very hard time believing there's even one case of a non, at least very wealthy,
right,
83-year-old dating an attractive 30-year-old.
So that's what it seems a little, almost like a business transaction, theoretically.
Theoretically, but he is exceptional. He has a certain energy.
He is charming.
He's very charming.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of experience. You never see the reverse. Well, maybe you do, but I would
guess that's even rarer, way rarer.
And a woman getting pregnant at 83, also way rarer.
Yeah, but you also feel bad for the kid because within a certain number of years, hopefully it's far, far away, but the kid's going to be without a father.
But he has all these movies and things to see his dad. So
a DVD
there's
collection.
There's a huge body of work for him to get to know his dad.
I wonder how many of Al Pacino's movies his girlfriend has seen.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. It did say in the article that she is a movie producer, or she was on his last film. So I guess that's where they met. Have you seen any photos of them together, video, to see if it looks like there's real chemistry and love between them?
I have not. But I will tell you again, to go back to the time I saw him, he was a pretty active, energetic person.
You see these really older fathers and you know they're not, can't be around at best. What are we predicting for Al Pacino?
Let's give him 99.
So he'll be a 99-year-old trying to teach a 16-year-old how to drive. Well, I guess you can teach them at 15. So picture a 98-year-old.
That'd be a great movie. I hope they record that.
It's going to be just like the real life sense of a woman where he will be blind for real this time. Take a flamethrower to this place. I love the idea of seeing Pacino in a retirement home. Just the image of him. Bingo.
Perfect. Visiting hours are over.
Okay, we're giving him, and that's generous. Most people don't live anywhere near 99.
And also, by the time he's 99, he's probably not very active. But you have to assume if his girlfriend is 29, she'll only be in her like 40s at that point.
She'll remarry.
Remarry another 99-year-old. She's Robert De Niro at that point.
It's all these really vibrant Italian actors. Maybe she'll go for Pesci.
I'm going through his IMDb. He's done so many movies. It's unbelievable.
We got Scarface. You got The Godfathers. What was that Devil movie with Keanu Reeves? Devil's Advocate, yeah. Plays such an alluring evil character. I could see how he's still attracting women easily at that age. He did a movie with De Niro. What was that movie where they were battling it out?
Heat.
There it is.
Yeah. He has so many big iconic movies.
He also has an air of mystery to him because he's not overexposed. You don't hear him on podcasts. I don't think I've heard him do any interviews.
I can't think of any. Do you know he was married to Beverly D'Angelo for many years?
Yeah. So that's the woman from the Vacation movies, right?
Yeah. I'm sure she's done a million things, but yes, that's how I remember her.
You got to be careful when you say that, because I remember I sat at the bar next to this guy once, looked so familiar. And funny enough, so I'm looking at him. I know I knew him from something. And what I recognized him from was Dumb and Dumber. He was speaking of mobsters, he played the mobster guy,
the bad guy?
That they end up killing with the rat poison.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, yes, Dumb and Dumber. And he goes, It's always some guy like you at a bar who says Dumb and Dumber. He was in Goodfellas and all these other things.
No, that's the thing. I guess when you're an actor, you're remembered for what people remember you from. You can't control that. But Al Pacino, he's well known. So what do you think? What's your take? Is it sort of a beautiful thing or is it kind of strange? I'd be curious to know what his kids think of it.
I find it strange. Look, let's be real. It's strange. It's like when you mix weird animals that don't belong. It's like a mismatch of, it's a laboratory situation.
Science.
Sure, it could be beautiful. It's like age is age, whatever, love. I could see that, but I think there's extreme anomalies, which are obviously influenced by celebrity. I do have a hard time believing that if you take away those other variables, that it still happens. So
I always joke at like a Laker game, play the game date or daughter when you see like an older gentleman with a much, much younger woman.
In the South, sometimes it's both.
I assume De Niro and Pacino talk. I wonder if they were both surprised by this. You know what I mean? I wonder how they approached this.
I don't think they're surprised. I feel that they have all this confidence. You don't get women pregnant at that age without extreme confidence.
It's biology and confidence. I like that.
Because you probably only have 10,000 swimmers. As opposed to tens of millions. So they have to be like super effective.
It's like a role. They prepare for the role. They know what their goal is and they just sit out and achieve it.
Yeah. I guess hats off to him. I got to salute him. It's quite an achievement and it could work out really well.
Kind of like your sentiment, which is when it comes to marriage, you can marry who you want. There's no rules per se, you know, you choose who you want and you can decide to have kids. And again, hope they're happy and hope the kid is healthy and more power to them.
It's no different than with sports. As long as you got the equipment, everything works and you get out there and play.
And you're not hurting someone else.
No, you got a good partner. You have a good doubles partner and you get out there and play. And great. Some people have to retire and hang up their equipment early. This guy's still going and he's got a willing partner. So I guess that's all it takes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
All right. Well, that concludes another lovely episode of Funny You Should Mention It.
And if any of you know De Niro or Pacino and they'd like to come on the podcast and talk about it, we'd love to have them.
Yes, 100%. We'll find time in our schedule.
Thanks, everyone. Funny You Should Mention It.